To grow your business, you have to market your business. That takes a plan, a strategy, and a team that knows how to implement it. That's what we do for our clients every day. Don't just throw money at different media and hope it works. Talk to us and let us show you what we can do for you. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
This is Barbecue Nation After Hours, the conversation that took place after the show ended.
Everybody, welcome to After Hours here on Barbecue Nation. Staring at the screen across from me is Ms. Leanne Whippin, my radio co-commander here, and we've got Susie Bullock from Hey Grill Hey with us today. Susie has not been tortured by us previously, so this will be fun. And I don't know. I just think it's always fun.
What do they call that? Fresh meat?
Fresh meat.
Yeah, kind of. That's it.
Okay. Okay, we'll start with some easy ones here. Susie, if we put your skills to music, what would the music be?
Oh my gosh. Early 2000s pop punk.
Cool. I don't even know what that is, but that's okay. I was worked in the radio business for a good portion of my life, and I don't know what early 2000 pop songs are. But that's punk songs.
It's like that. Yeah, it's like rock and roll, but like fun.
I got it. Mm-hmm. I always thought rock and roll was fun, at least from what I can remember. Speaking of that, what is the best concert you've ever attended?
Oh my gosh. Speaking of early 2000s pop punk. Okay, there's this little band at the time called Paramore. They've since exploded and done really amazing things, but we got to go see them in a tiny venue in Las Vegas, and my husband and I have been dating for a while, and it was really fun. One of our friends' bands was playing as the opener, and
it wasn't even a
big concert, but it was a small venue, and it was a really cool experience.
Good for you. So if you had the chance to look for and then dine with a historical figure, who would that be? They can be alive or gone, but who would it be, and what would you cook for them? What would be on your menu?
Oh my gosh.
Make you think.
So here's one of my life problems. I am a person that lives in the future. You could ask Todd a historical question and he'd be like, oh, I totally know exactly. And it would be some general from World War II. And he would ask him about a very specific attack strategy that they went. He's like, he's a World War II buff. I am the least historical person ever. I don't know. Maybe like I'm kind of, if I have a period of history that I love, it would be like ancient Egyptian history. Mm-hmm. So I would be like, let's cook for Cleopatra, because I heard that she knows like 7 different languages and led armies of hundreds of thousands of people. And I think that would be a fascinating meal. And I would probably smoke her an entire crocodile, because the Nile, right?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I like that.
That's great.
Tastes like chicken, though. Yeah. But it's okay. If you were an animal, what animal would you be? And you can't say crocodile now, because you already used that one up.
Man, I think my dream animal would be like a house cat, like a really spoiled one. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, all I got to do is find a patch of sunlight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm looking at Leanne laughing here.
Yeah. You want a cat?
We have 2. If I could replace one of my cats, that would be fantastic.
I'll do a swap.
Yeah. She, what if Leanne's poor cats made the mistake of walking in across to one of the shows or something, she repurposed him to another household.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But he was grumpy cat, though.
He was a grumpy cat.
Yeah. So Susie, if you were declared supreme ruler of barbecue for 1 week, what would you as supreme ruler decree that affected barbecue?
So one of my mottos is that barbecue is fun. And one thing that I have noticed in the barbecue community, whether it's the competition circuit or the restaurant circuit, is it's hard work. And especially as professionals, sometimes we get stuck in the hard work of it. And we forget why we loved it in the first place. We forget that we really enjoyed barbecue at some point. And now it's become, you know, this thing of like extreme effort, and it can be a drag. And when you do what you love, you know, people say you never work a day in your life, but sometimes the stuff you love becomes work. Right. And it's, anyway, so I would make a national decree that we have a barbecue as fun day, and everybody cooks something just for the heck of it that has nothing to do with making content or writing recipes or competing in a competition or serving people at a restaurant. Like, you just cook what you want to cook, and you feed the people that you love, and we have a big fat dinner of awesome things that we cooked that day, and nobody judges anybody for anything, and there's no scoring cards. And there's no view counts on videos, and we just eat.
There you go.
There you go. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how much barbecue do you eat on a regular basis?
Oh my gosh, 10, I feel like. We had Todd's 40th birthday party this weekend, and we had our friend come in and cater with a barbecue food truck. And people are like, aren't you sick of barbecue? I'm like, not freaking yet. Like, maybe someday, but it's still something that we legitimately love eating other people's barbecue, and I love cooking barbecue. And you know, we always joke that our kids cut their teeth on rib bones because they have, and that's just, you know, it's a part of our family's like rotational menu. We're always eating stuff that comes off. Actually, I don't even know if I'm good at using an oven anymore, so if it's not coming off the grill, we're probably eating takeout.
Well, what would you say is your success to failure ratio when you are creating a new recipe or dish?
Oh, early days, I would say like 3 out of 10 success to failure. It was rough. Nowadays, I feel like I'm more like a 9 out of 10. Like, I've just been cooking for so long now that I feel like, and this is, again, we said this, one of those things that you work on over time, and it's a skill you can develop. I feel like it's a tooth you can sharpen the more you use it. And so I feel like I'm about a 9 out of 10 right now, where I can bust out something new and have it turn out, because I understand, you know, the basics of how it all works. So,
Okay. Well, if you could work with and cook with one of your barbecue heroes besides me, who would it be?
Oh my gosh, I want to cook whole hogs with Leanne instead of against
again.
Yes. I feel like one of these days we need to get together and co-cook a whole hog, because last time we cooked whole hogs, it was against each other. And yeah. I feel like we should cook whole hogs with each other.
That would be fun. That would be fun.
Okay. Wouldn't that be so fun?
Yeah, but you're so far away and I'm so far away. We're going to have to come together in the middle. Maybe we'll go to Kansas City or something.
Yeah, we will figure it out.
Do you remember the very first thing you ever grilled or smoked? The very first thing.
So I grew up in a family where we did, my dad had a grill on the back patio. So I'm sure there was something some night at home he had me help, you know, cook burgers or hot dogs or whatever. But the first thing that I remember cooking as an adult, I mean, maybe 17, barely 18, was in college. And we really did buy a camp stove with a little twist on propane, and
went to
the store and picked out some, I believe they were sirloins, because that was probably the most affordable. And it probably had no fat in it, because I was a child of a Weight Watchers mother who, where like fat was the devil, and the 90s, you weren't allowed to eat fat. Everything fat was bad. So I probably picked the least fatty cut of a sirloin that I could find. And threw that on that little propane camp stove in the parking lot of our apartment, in the dark. And it was not great.
Okay. Well, that's why I always liked Y2K, because right after Y2K came like all the Atkins diets, and they were centered around eating protein.
Yeah, all fats.
All fat. So right. It's like, yeah, you know, walk around with a, you know, thing of butter in your pocket or whatever.
That's why everything's all made up. All the food trends are all made up.
Yep. I agree.
What does a fantasy day for Susie look like? What does it contain for activities? And I'm talking about away from the computer and away from the grills.
Yes. I love a beach. And so probably on a trip with my husband and kids somewhere warm and tropical, we sleep in, go walk to a cute bakery and get some pastries, hang out by the beach and swim and snorkel. And usually, and this is, we've had days like this, so I'm like reliving it in my brain, but I actually love going to grocery stores when I'm on vacation, not even for work purposes, but I love seeing local ingredients and different ingredients and things that I can't get at home. So usually I would buy something and take it back and cook it. We've stayed at like different we usually do like Airbnbs or resorts that have like a grill outside. I like look for it as a feature when we travel, because I still, even when we're traveling, I love cooking. And especially if I can have local ingredients, or, you know, I live in a landlocked place. So when we're traveling to destinations that are oceanside, I love cooking fish and I love finding fresh local fish. And so, you know, we'll probably fire up the grill in the evening and cook some dinner and play some card games and just hang out with the family.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that making me hungry. Do you have a favorite barbecue book? You did the flavor book. You talked about that, but I mean,
yes.
Actual barbecue book. Do you have a favorite one of those?
I think the first barbecue book that as I was learning about barbecue, there were a few books that were even like for sale. Mm-hmm. Like even the category of barbecue cookbook was really small when I first started. Now there's like 8 million barbecue cookbooks, right?
Yep.
But Stephen Reichlin, one of the earlier writers about barbecue, had a book called The Barbecue Bible.
Right.
And I didn't really know a lot about it, but my oldest brother had a copy and it was like one of the original copies that had, you know, sauce all over it. My oldest brother's a great cook. And I was at his house and I started flipping through this cookbook and I was like, oh, barbecue cookbooks. Like, this is so cool. Yeah. Very early on in my own barbecue journey. And so that one was a really fun one to flip through and read through. And I've since met Steven several times. I've been on his cooking show. So that was a really cool, like, first full circle experience to, have that influence and impact my life. I even took that sauce splattered cookbook once to Steven and had him sign it for my brother.
Oh, so that's cool.
Really cool.
He's a good guy. Mm-hmm. He's a good guy. Is there one thing you want to do that you haven't done yet in barbecue?
Oh, man. So we just put an order in for a 250-gallon offset smoker. And I've cooked on offsets before. They've always been like backyard size, nothing like of this volume. So I'm really, really excited. It's going to take like 6 to 9 months to actually be completed and get here. But I'm really excited about learning the ropes of a larger offset cooker like that. Because like I said, I mean, most of my stuff is geared towards the backyard. There's not really a lot of reason for me to have a smoker that size. We don't own a catering company. We don't own a restaurant, but like Todd has wanted one for years. So that's what he's getting for Christmas this year. We just, like I said, we just put our order in for it. So it should be here in time for him to enjoy that for Christmas. But that's something that we're really looking forward to learning how to manage the heat and the fire and to cook on that.
Okay. Sweatshirts or formal wear?
Oh my gosh, sweatshirt.
Okay. Well, there's a couple here that we normally do that I'm not going to ask you. Dire Straits, AC/DC, or Billy Ray Cyrus?
Oh, AC/DC.
Okay. Yeah. Good. What is one thing you miss about your 20s? If anything.
So I had my first baby 4 days before my 21st birthday. So my 20s were spent with like a lot of diaper changes and spit up. So if I miss anything, it's like tiny babies. I loved like early childhood. I really did. I loved early childhood with my like littles. And I totally loved that phase of my life. So yeah, I probably miss my tiny babies. Now they're still adorable and fantastic and I love them, but my youngest is 9. So it's just a different phase of parenting. But I loved when they were little.
But you don't have to wash your clothes as much these days.
I don't know. Listen, I just spill as much barbecue sauce on them now as I did spit up. It's a wash.
Yeah, that's better than the baby stuff. You know, I know. I loved it when our daughter was little. But sometimes, you know, I'd go get in the truck with somebody else and go, got a kid, don't you? If you were on death row, what would your last meal be?
Oh my gosh. A cheeseburger. I love a good cheeseburger. Like a good cheeseburger. You know, like the right grind on the patty, simply seasoned, good slice. And listen, I know this is controversial, but I love American cheese on a cheeseburger.
I do too.
Oh my gosh.
Nothing wrong
with
that.
Extra pickles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Fresh onions or grilled onions?
Oh, grilled onions. Honestly, I'll take it either way. But if it's death row, we're going to go with the grilled onions.
Okay. I'm a fresh onion guy, but I will eat the grilled stuff. So it's all good. What's your favorite movie?
Oh my gosh. I'm not a big movie and TV person. I read a lot, but I'm not a big movie TV person.
Okay. So what's your favorite
Emperor's New Groove. Emperor's New Groove is one of my favorite movies. Okay. And it's like a Disney movie for children.
Right. Right.
But it's so good.
You ever seen that, Leanne? I've saw it 20 times.
No.
You know. Oh, it's got, John Goodman in it, and can't think of the guy's name who does the voice of the original one. He's one of Ben Stiller's buddies, and a lot of fun stuff. Some night when you're halfway through a bottle of Chianti or something, fire that up on your
turn on an old Disney movie.
Okay,
first.
Yeah,
here
yeah,
you go.
Okay,
because yeah, you'll laugh your rear end off on that thing.
It's legitimately funny.
Okay.
I'm a child in my media consumption. That's fine. Fine.
So, Susie, what do you want to do when and if you ever retire?
Oh, I love real estate. My dad was in the real estate world when he was younger, and I am constantly looking at properties and investment properties and parcels and lots and houses. And I would love to spend a little bit of time like, buying. We want to own properties in like multiple places. We love to travel. We love to travel internationally. And so we'd love to have the opportunity to have a few different kind of crash pads
sure.
all over the place that we can bounce, you know, back and forth from between when we retire. So
excellent. Well, you passed the after hours.
I didn't know it was pass fail.
Yeah. Well, if we told people that, they probably wouldn't want to do it. But one last question, and all the things you've done and all the, you know, the different sauces and competitions you've been to, whatever, what is the dumbest thing you've ever seen done with a grill or smoker?
Oh my gosh. I'm trying to think. I've seen people cooking. It's not really a grill or a smoker, but the galvanized steel trash cans.
Yeah.
That they're cooking in, because those are really, really bad for you. Like putting them on top of and around their food, and that stresses me out.
Yeah.
We don't eat on galvanized steel. And the shovels too. Like there are shovels that you can cook on, but some people are cooking on, you know, metal that should not be cooked on, because metal does leach at a certain temperature. That's how they mold it to be that specific shape. And people don't think about what's getting in their food. So,
well, I think about that.
I
think the operative word there, Susie, is people don't think sometimes. So I just my, I'm the old wise one on this show, so I can say crap like that. Anyway, Susie Bullock, again, how can people find you? Let it rip.
Sure. You can follow on social media at Hey Grill Hey. You can download the Hey Grill Hey app in your Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. You just type in Hey Grill Hey. We also have an online barbecue school and community at thegrillsquad.com, where you get kind of an inside look into Susie's brain, and I walk you through everything I know about barbecue and that I've learned over the past decade. We have a line of rubs and sauces, award winners that are on heygrillhey.com. You just click on the store on the top of our website. And yeah, that's the best way to find us. If you need recipe inspiration for anything, type in whatever you've got in your Google search bar and then just pop Hey Grill Hey behind it, and I probably have a recipe for you.
Excellent. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
Very, very much.
Thanks for having me.
It was our pleasure, and you are welcome back sometime whenever you want. How's that?
That sounds like an open invitation that you're going to regret later.
Well, not at all.
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
I like watching your journey, and yeah, to have you back on just to see, you know, where you're at, what more you've done. It's awesome. So we want to share with the world, you know, your successes with, you know, you, Todd, and your family. So it's fun for us.
Thanks.
Yes, it is.
I love being here.
That's going to wrap it up for After Hours. Thank you for being with us. Remember our motto, turn it, don't burn it. So for Miss Leanne and myself, we hope you have a great week. Go out and cook something. And most importantly, be kind. Take care, everybody.